This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You talk to a marketing professional about how to sell more or how to build consumer confidence in whatever it is that you do sell, and they will say at some point in the conversation, brand. Man, you got to build your brand. And that's fine as far as it goes, but branding is becoming more than just what you see or what you read. It's also what you hear. Audio branding's not new, right? Think of the NBC chimes or the tones that computers make when they boot up. But companies have really started to invest in creating sonic IDs for their products. From New York Marketplace's Sally Herships has that story.
To understand one of the newest trends in branding, we have to do a load of laundry.
I just got a new washer dryer, so.
Alex Moulton creates audio branding for Eyeball, an advertising agency in New York.
It sings a little melody at the end. Like, so when your wash is done, you hear ding, 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 ding.
Moulton says what his LG dryer is playing is a logo, like a visual logo, but in sound. Brands are trying to squeeze into every crevice of our sonic lives, into our cars, our washers and dryers, but not, and I'm really sorry to do this, with sounds like this. Why scare shoppers when you can soothe them? When UBS customers in Switzerland use an ATM inside one of those little vestibules, this is what they hear. Audio Consulting Group, the company which composed the music, says UBS wants its customers to listen to it and get its brand values. Clarity, truth, confidence, success.
I don't know too many things that get people emotionally committed to something like music does.
Paul Kolbfleisch is a branding consultant. We use music to drum us into war, to pray, to rally around political causes, even sports.
I don't think it's that big of a shift to say if it can happen for allegiance to a team, it can be used at a certain point to start aligning with certain brands.
Cornelius Ringen co-founded the Audio Branding Academy, an industry association in Hamburg, Germany. He says audio branding got its start way back when merchants had to call out their wares to advertise.
It's like in the jungle and the birds. If you make the best sound, the best message, people come and buy, and so you will, at the end, you will survive.
And it used to be so simple to create audio branding. All you needed was a song.
Tried Wheaties.
Tried Wheaties. They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
But nowadays, branded sound is more subtle. The prices companies pay are not. Up to $500,000 for an audio logo. That's because sound can be a brand's superpower. Remember this? That's by Martin Ware, 80s superpower. He founded the band Human League. Now, Ware runs an audio branding company, Sonic ID. He told me about a soundscape he created for Hearts on Fire, a diamond store in Atlantic City.
So it's twinkling and sighing and beautiful, slow-changing chord sequences that make you want to dwell longer, feel more magical, and hopefully buy more diamonds.
That's what brands are hoping for. But does it work? I stopped by a Hyundai dealership in Harlem to find out. Kirk Bishop, a real estate agent in the neighborhood, is looking for a new car. And the 2012 Sonata Hybrid comes with audio branding. So what do you think?
It's pleasant.
But the real question is, would that make you buy this car?
No, but it would be nice. It would be added value.
Not bad for what seems like just a little song. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.